Why were the Nazgul afraid of water? There are several moments in the story where they do seem to not want to cross water, but why? And how did it affect the plot? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. Here we cover great fantasy stories like The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, and The Witcher in nerdy detail. Welcome. The first we hear of the Nazgul not wanting to cross water is actually buried in the detail of the first battle in the War of the Ring, Sauron's assault on Osgiliath. You'll remember that happened around the time that Faramir and Boromir got that dream, and before Boromir set off to look for Imladris. We read in Unfinished Tales that Sauron's objectives for the attack were to force the passage of the Bridge of Osgiliath so that the Nazgul could cross, while testing the strength of Gondor. The Nazgul crossed the bridge at night and dispersed northwards. Without belittling the valour of Gondor, which indeed Sauron found greater far than he had hoped, it is clear that Boromir and Faramir were able to drive back the enemy and destroy the bridge only because the attack had now served its main purpose. The main purpose being getting the Nazgul over that bridge, which clearly implies that that bridge was the easiest or perhaps even the only way for the Nazgul to cross the mighty Anduin River, not by boat or even the shallower waters near Cair Andros, but by the only stone bridge left that spanned the river. This is quite a big revelation, because that first assault on Osgiliath is often dismissed as Sauron merely testing Gondor's defences and wanting everyone to know that the Nazgul were there in charge of his army, so no one would suspect them of heading north, which they immediately did. But Tolkien here is implying that he threw thousands of his men into a battle and lost many of them, at least partly, so those nine ringwraiths could cross that bridge. The nine then made their way, rather circuitously, across the continent before ending up in the Shire, chasing Frodo and friends. The hobbits escape over the Brandywine River on a ferry, leaving the Nazgul to travel many miles to the north to the Brandywine Bridge to get over the river. In the film, this is quite a dramatic moment, with one of the rider's horses skidding to a halt at the river's edge. In the books, it's slightly less so, with the ringwraith only arriving as they were already midstream, but still it seemed to strongly see the river as a barrier it could not cross, or perhaps even sense the ring across. So the bridge was the only way. Then, of course, we get to the River Bruinen, outside Rivendell. Again, it happened a bit differently in the books, there is no Arwen to start with, but Frodo, alone on his horse, having made it to the other side of the river, is surprised that the Nazgul have not followed him. Instead, they are lingering on the far side of the river, their horses neighing fiercely and rearing up. Some have noted that the fear here seems to be from the horses rather than the riders, but I think it's fair to say that although horses can be wary of water, they can also easily pick up on their riders' feelings, hence them rearing up and neighing fiercely. Tolkien tells us that only three of the Nazgul, including the Witch King, actually dared enter the water of their own volition. Is there more than a coincidence of numbers here that three of the Nazgul were originally from sea-loving Numenor, and only three dared venture into those waters? Perhaps. In any event, the others were driven into it by Aragorn and Glorfindel, wielding fire. That's how they were all in the river when the flood washed them away. Ignoring the details, the main point is clear. Even with the ring right there in front of them, with only a hobbit to stop them, most of the Nazgul shied away from entering the water. Tolkien draws our attention to it, but doesn't tell us why. We do get confirmation of their fear of water in Unfinished Tales, however. Tolkien wrote this: "All except the Witch King were apt to stray when alone by daylight, and all, again save the Witch King, feared water, and were unwilling, except in dire need, to enter it or to cross streams unless dryshod by a bridge." So it's definitely a thing, but why? Well, most scholars think that the root of this does seem to be a desire by Tolkien to echo folkloric tradition in having evil, particularly undead evil, unable to cross running water. You can find that as a trope of sorts across many cultures, myths and legends. And Tolkien being Tolkien, he wove this idea into the deeper lore of his own creation. Water seems pure or holy in his creation, as we read. It is quite possible, of course, that certain elements or conditions of matter had attracted Morgoth's special attention, mainly, unless in the remote past, for reasons of his own plans. For example, all gold in Middle-earth seems to have had a specially evil trend, but not silver. Water is represented as being almost free of Morgoth. This, of course, does not mean that any particular sea, stream, river, well, or even vessel of water could not be poisoned or defiled, as all things could. So, although we are told that Morgoth poured much of his own malice and life essence into the world, corrupting it, it wasn't spread evenly. Some elements, like water, remained largely free of his influence. And sure enough, it's noticeable in the stories and history that we have that evil characters tend to dam up rivers or live in arid lands. Saruman dammed the river Isen, and the orcs dammed the river Cirrhonon, allowing the Watcher in the Water to live outside Moria. And there is no drinkable water on the plain of Gorgoroth in Mordor, for example. On the flip side of this, Tolkien often uses the symbolism of water flushing away evil or cleansing the land, not just at the fords of Bruinen, but with the Doom of Numenor, the Ents' assault on Isengard, and so on. And it's further worth noting that the waters of Arda were the province of Ulmo, one of the most powerful of the Valar, and the one who never gave up on the children of Iluvatar, so took the most proactive interest in Middle-earth. There are many stories of him emerging from or speaking from the waters to aid the free peoples. So the Ringwraith's wariness of running water is not just an echo of folkloric tradition. It is actually quite a sensible thing for evil beings. Water was pure and holy in a way, and they were not. Now, of course, there are some additional factors at play outside Rivendell that caused the Nazgul to pause. That uncertainty was probably not just about a generic fear of water, but a recognition of the defences of Elrond. He was powerful and had used the ring he held to ensure that Rivendell was defended, and the Nazgul were right to be wary. The moment they were all in the river, Elrond, with a little help from Gandalf, unleashed the floodwater upon them. But what did Tolkien actually say about why there was this fear of water? Sadly, not a lot. This is what Christopher Tolkien wrote after going through his father's extensive notes. "My father nowhere explained the Ringwraith's fear of water. In the accounts just cited, it is made a chief moment in Sauron's assault on Osgiliath, and it reappears in detailed notes on the movement of the Black Riders in the Shire. Thus, of the rider seen on the far side of Bucklebury Ferry just after the hobbits had crossed, it is said that he was well aware that the ring had crossed the river, but the river was a barrier to his sense of its movement, and that the Nazgul would not touch the elvish waters of the Barrandúin. But it is not made clear how they crossed other rivers that lay in their path, such as the Grey Flood, where there was only a dangerous ford formed by the ruins of the bridge. My father did indeed note that the idea was difficult to sustain." So, in truth, this appears to be another one of those times when Tolkien slowly changed his mind on the lore underpinning his creation, like he did on the nature of orcs, Galadriel's role, Balrogs, and much more. And so what we see in this story is merely the outline of a concept that was once more integral to what happened. I suspect that most of us didn't spot the joins or ponder over long questions like how the Nazgul might have crossed the River Greyflood, as Christopher Tolkien clearly did. So what do we have left? In practice, we still have some clear lore here. The Nazgul feared water for perfectly reasonable reasons. It was largely free from Morgoth's corruption, unlike most of the rest of Middle-earth, making it holy in a low-key way. It was the province of Ulmo, a powerful supporter of the free peoples, and at least at the fords of Brunin there was a legitimate concern about what power Elrond might be able to wield in his own realm and with a ring of power. Nevertheless, this fear wasn't all crippling, and the Witch King in particular seems pretty immune. The Nazgul can cross water, but generally only over bridges or at night when their powers were stronger. That meant they could get around Middle-earth when they wanted to. Tolkien doesn't break down this lore in The Lord of the Rings, he just shows us hints of it, which I think leaves the first-time reader with a rather uneasy feeling that builds on the folklore of the people Tolkien was writing his story for. Not being able to cross running water sets off alarm bells for us and shows us how evil these Black Riders are. We instinctively know that running water is a barrier to foul spirits and the undead. Our stories have told us that for centuries, which makes this apparent weakness in the Nazgul actually something that strikes more fear into us. Tolkien may not have given us all the details, but what he gave us still works. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.